with an open line at Rosie on the House, 1-888-767-4348. It's your chance to get in, but Pete's been very patiently holding and curious about asking questions about air conditioning. Good morning, Pete. Thank you for calling.
Morning, guys. How you doing?
Very, super fantabulous.
So I bought a house, and it's 1,450 square feet.
Okay.
And the previous owners enclosed the back patio, which is 300 square feet, and they did a nice job.
Okay.
And they added another air conditioner to that.
And the air conditioner they added for that is just like a little window air conditioner?
No, it's on top. It's a big one.
Oh, it is. Okay.
And so I didn't know if going into this summer, if you wanted to use that patio like as like a playroom or something, mm-hmm. if it was more efficient to run more ducts over from the main air conditioner or to run both air conditioners.
I'm curious how big an air conditioner they put on that 300 square feet. You don't know the size of it, do you?
No. If you turn it on, it'll cool that whole room down pretty quick.
Yeah, 300 square feet is the requirement for that would be less than 1 ton of air conditioning. And most roof-mounted equipment starts at about 2.5 tons. So you're probably severely over-air-conditioned for that particular room, which makes it nice when you want to cool it down quick. But it will be expensive because when you oversize your air conditioner, it meets the need of the thermostat very quick and shuts off. And it doesn't cool the building materials around it. So then it heats back up very quickly. So the unit's going on and off, on and off, on and off a lot. And an air conditioner starting uses about 5 to 7 times more electricity than when it's running. So an air conditioning starting is what makes air conditioning so expensive. Ideally, what you want, Pete, is an undersized unit coming on and staying on for a long, long time. You're going to probably be better off. Let's do an analysis. Let's find out what size each of the two air conditioners are. And then let's decide how we're going to operate them. But having them both running simultaneously is going to be pretty darn expensive.
So get like a window one for that extra room?
Well, there's a chance. How old is the air conditioning unit that's on the main house?
It's pretty old. It's going to have to, the last time it was repaired, the serviceman said it would probably have to be replaced within under 5 years.
Yeah. Well, if it could be in my budget, I would seriously consider abandoning the large oversized one that's on the sunroom now. And when the main unit needs to be replaced, go ahead and extend a small duct, supply duct, maybe even a small return duct into that room and have it all run on the one piece of equipment that gets replaced. Now, it's very important for you to, are you familiar with our website, rosieonthehouse.com?
Not really.
Okay. I want you to get to the website, rosieonthehouse.com. On the home page, over on the right-hand column, there's an item that says Best of Rosie. There's actually a consumer's guide on how to shop air conditioning contractors. Generally speaking, Pete, you need to know this. If who's ever currently servicing your equipment, let's say on that 1,400 square foot home, there was originally a 3-ton unit, which is about the size it probably is. If that 3-ton unit, given the age of the house, is as old as it is, we can probably downsize that piece of equipment because the new equipment's more efficient. We can use certain technologies to make sure the ductwork is in much better shape. And by buying a smaller air conditioner, we're going to spend less money on the equipment. It's actually going to create a cleaner air quality inside your house. It's actually going to cost less to run. So we're going to improve your quality of life. We're going to improve your quality of air inside. We're going to keep your house a more consistent temperature. And we're going to save you money all at the same time. So take a look at that buyer's guide at rosieonthehouse.com. If homeowners would do that before they had air conditioning contractors come out to the house, there's some air conditioning contractors that will actually even quote you over the phone. What do you have right now? Well, I think I have a 3-ton. Well, a 3-ton roof mount is going to cost you this. If you're getting air conditioning quotes over the phone, you know you're not dealing with the right air conditioning company. So, Pete, take a look at that. I think you could probably budget in the replacement of the main unit. Let's get rid of the one on the house. Run some ductwork out there, and you're going to be a lot happier. I would guess if this is your first summer coming into this new home, you are going to see a power bill that's actually going to knock you on the floor. So be careful.
And that's not good. You don't want to get knocked on
no.
the floor.
Hey, and before we go to the next call, let me just take a minute and remind everybody about the Arizona Staycation. It's one of the we like to inform, we like to protect you, the Arizona homeowners, but we also like to entertain, we like to have a little fun. So if you're doing the things in, about, and around your house that we encourage you to do on a regular basis, you could end up with a little free time on your hands. Well, a little free time on your hands, you need to go to rosieonthehouse.com and register for the Sanderson Ford Travel Arizona, Arizona Staycation. And here is one of our most recent winners. Dottie writes in and says, Dear Sarah, and Sarah is the woman at our office that organizes all these staycations. She says, Dear Sarah and everyone at Rosie on the House, thank you for the fantastic Sanderson Ford staycation at Lake Havasu City. It's a beautiful part of our state that I was introduced to, and I am anxious to return. Everyone from you, Sanderson Lincoln, and the London Bridge Resort made us feel special and are truly Rosie certified. You were extremely kind and helpful in all aspects of arranging our trip. Everyone at the resort made us feel right at home. Our suite was sweet. She loved the room at London Bridge Resort. The treats from Cactus Candy and the gifts from Arizona Highways were wonderful for the road trip. And Patrick at Sanderson Lincoln put us in a beautiful Lincoln MKX for the trip. So that's the idea of the Arizona staycation at rosieonthehouse.com. You tell us where in Arizona you want to go. We have lodging partners virtually in every corner of the state. You tell us when you want to go. This is a vacation you custom design. You get to go to Sanderson Ford and pick out any car they have in their demo lot and take it for free. We pay for the gas. We pay for your lodging. We pay for your food. It's your vacation, courtesy of Rosie on the House, Sanderson Ford, and Arizona Highways.
And we have a lot of people pick that Lake Havasu London Bridge Resort, surprisingly. It seems like one in three at least go there. And while the gas is paid for and you're out cruising anyway, if you're going to Lake Havasu, if you're going from Tucson, you got to take the scenic Route 86. And now with the Oregon Pipe National Forest open back up, you can stop and see that on your way. If you're going from the Phoenix area and you go come up through Parker on 72, when you leave Lake Havasu, you've got to finish that route up. And I wouldn't say it's get on 40 yet. I would stay on 95 up through Mojave and Laughlin and Bullhead before coming back across to Kingman and then down 93 into Wickenburg. So just going up, I mean, while you're already out, take that extra time to come back around. And Oatman is on that route. I mean, just how incredible that terrain is. And to think of how hardy the people that established those communities must have really been.
Amen. And Jennifer announced that we're starting a contest, photo contest, for wildflowers at Rosie on the House. So take your pictures, send them to us at rosieonthehouse.com, and we'll do it. We don't know what the rules are other than the fact it has to be from this year. It has to be from inside the state of Arizona. We have no idea what the prize is going to be, but we'll figure all that out. It'll be worth it.
Take us a little while to collect the pictures.
That's right. So send us your photos. We ought to be getting that wild bloom season here, like right now. Let's see if we can take our next caller, Ruben. That'll open a line for you at 1-888-767-4348. Morning, Ruben.
Morning. Hey, I just wanted to ask you some advice on, my wife and I are looking to build a home in the next year or two.
Great.
We purchased an acre in Goodyear.
Nice.
And what we're looking to do, I teach environmental science at Desert Edge High School.
Okay.
And I kind of wanted to make this, and this has always been something I've been interested in, but kind of a home that was a good example for the environment as far as using maybe solar and maybe recycling the gray water, things like that.
Okay.
So that's what I'm really interested in. And so I was looking for advice on who to talk to. I don't know whether talking to you would be the best way to go or who you know as far as contractors that are kind of into that sort of thing.
Okay. Well, I think we'd probably want to put you in touch with, I'm not familiar who to put you in touch with in Goodyear. I do have some people in the Central Valley and in the East Valley that I know are experts on the topic, and maybe I can track down through them who you could get in touch with and visit with about Goodyear. But the question of sustainable building, and Romy, you say you're going to go to that sustainable seminar in D.C.?
In November.
Yeah, right.
I haven't bought tickets or anything yet, but...
One of the things about sustainable is you have to find out what do you mean by sustainable, because there are degrees of sustainable. And what we're finding right now is it's easy to go to step one, two, or three and fairly economical and makes good sense to do it. But if you're hardcore really going to self-sustaining sustainable, you got to go to 0.5, 6, 7, and 8, and then it gets progressively expensive and a bigger and bigger investment.
But
so I'll track down who to give to Ruben, and I'll give him a call later in the week because I do have two or three experts on that. I'll just have to find somebody in Goodyear.
And if you do go that full length all the way to sustainability, you're done. You know, if you could really set it to homestead right there where you're at, that's pretty special.